This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Once you consider volume and how often you're going to utilize the service, you need to consider your overall grocery budget and how do those delivery fees or subscription fees fit into that? Are they in addition to it? Do they take away from it? I think those are really important considerations.
Welcome to Didn't I Just Feed You?
A podcast about feeding kids.
Hey, I'm Megan.
And I'm Stacy. And today we're answering a listener's question that is so good. Both Megan and I have mentioned using grocery delivery or pickup services before and how they've saved us time and money. Staying out of the store obviously saves time. Although, you know what's funny about that, Megan?
What?
I feel like the more well-versed I've become in my grocery delivery, I've also like, I used to just like go in and be kind of surgical about it. I need broccoli, search broccoli, put broccoli in the cart, et cetera. Now I know how to like window shop. I don't know what the right term is. Like sometimes I'll actually go looking for like the experience you get when you impulse purchase something or you're at the checkout and you grab something that wasn't on your plan. I've learned how to do that a little bit through my online grocery shopping. Like sometimes it scratches an itch. Sometimes
you're still impulse shopping,
but
fair.
Way, way, way less. So I really do feel like it does ultimately reduce impulse buys and it saves money. It keeps you on track. It also kind of forces me to meal plan because you can't just walk around the same way and be like, oh yeah, chicken, I'll make chicken. For it to save me time, I have to know exactly, like, I'm logging on, I know what I'm looking for, I'm putting it in the cart, I'm checking out.
Yes.
So we've talked about this a lot. Longtime listener and Didn't I Just Feed You supporter Caitlin emailed us. She was like, hey, are grocery delivery services actually worth the cost?
Yeah. Also, Stacey hasn't quite let on that we have been researching. She's been doing tons of research for like a full month now. And we're both so excited to talk about this because there are not only like grocery delivery services at local grocery stores, but there's also things like boxes that you can get delivered once a month. And like when you try to start incorporating the two things, it can get overwhelming.
Yeah, totally.
So just before we get into Caitlin's actual email, which I'll read, a reminder that anyone, not just supporters, anyone in our listeners' boards can ask questions. Those boards are a great place to start, but you can also leave us a voicemail from our website. We'll link to that page in the show notes too, because it's just really easy. You can do it from desktop or from mobile. Leave us a voicemail, which we love, or you can email us at hello@didntijustfeedyou, which is what Caitlin did. Caitlin writes, I hope you both are doing well. Congratulations on launching the Meal Plan for Everyone audio course. I can't wait to dig into it.
Yay!
It is so good, as an aside. An episode idea came to mind this week, and I wanted to share it with you. Have you all ever done any kind of research or comparison on all the various grocery delivery services and options? Instant Cart, Amazon Fresh, Imperfect Foods, Thrive Market, Misfits, ButcherBox, etc. I've been thinking about starting to use some of them more, but the options are overwhelming, and there are hidden fees much of the time. I don't mind paying some fees for the delivery and convenience, but I want to be strategic about it. And then Caitlin said she would maybe find some time to ask in the community, but she hasn't yet. So we are jumping in and trying our best to like share our own experience with grocery delivery, talk about what all of the options are, because there are actually like more than Caitlin mentioned, more than either of us use. As we were prepping, I was like, Stacey, what is this? And Stacey's like, oh yeah, we have that here. I'm like, I've never heard of it. So lots of options. So we should start. I want to talk a little bit about meal planning because that's how we both utilize this.
Yes.
We meal plan to like save time, and then we save even more time by using something like Fresh. You use Fresh Direct a lot.
Yeah, I do.
Use Instacart or Publix pickup a lot.
And then we have a house upstate out of, I live in New York City if you're listening for the first time. And it's also just really convenient when we go up for a long weekend that I can meal plan for the weekend and get groceries delivered so that they're there right after I arrive, as opposed to arriving for a long weekend of relaxation and having to go to the supermarket, which is so frustrating and such a killjoy, to be
kind
completely
of annoying,
honest.
Let's be honest.
Yeah. So it really is like, I feel very well versed in it. I mostly use Fresh Direct, which services the tri-state area, which if you're not familiar with that, is the New York City metro area, parts of Long Island, parts of Connecticut, parts of New Jersey, not the whole Northeast. But they've become a really big operation here. I have used Amazon Fresh. For upstate, I'll use Walmart, either pickup, or I'll log on to Amazon and have Whole Foods delivered.
Is there a difference between Amazon Fresh and doing Amazon Whole Foods delivery?
There is. So Amazon Fresh is Amazon's proprietary grocery delivery. And then when Amazon bought Whole Foods, they now act, I used to sometimes get Instacart to deliver Whole Foods groceries to me, but Whole Foods delivery moved to Amazon. So there's actually like a separate tab. You can, if you're a Prime member, you do get savings at Whole Foods, whether you go in-store or order through the Amazon site. But even on the Amazon site, it's like a separate tab. There's Whole Foods, and then there's Amazon groceries. So they're two separate things. Whole Foods is you get windows sometimes same day, depending when you're logging on. But you get windows like they usually offer like next day. Or I use it more the way I used to use Instacart. So like it's usually the day before. But I do think you can even plan out a few days ahead.
And Amazon Fresh might be an option if you don't necessarily have a Whole Foods like
correct
close to you.
Or okay, if you don't want to pay Whole Foods prices, or you're looking for more conventional groceries. Whole Foods, there's actually a person shopper going into the Whole Foods near you and shopping for that stuff. Whereas Amazon Fresh is like their warehouse. It's like going to, it's like Stop and Shop, but online. To me, it's like, that's what Fresh Direct is too. Like Fresh Direct has a couple of huge warehouses out in like Queens or by Long Island. It's a major grocery store operation and it's all conventional stuff.
Yeah. And they might be one of the few, including Amazon Fresh and DoorDash, because now they have this yes thing called Dash Market, where it's not a service that's just sending a shopper to whatever store you're selecting, which I think is a really interesting new crop of these kinds of services.
Yeah. And I think that that helps keep their prices competitive,
yes,
because they don't have to pay for real estate across the board and they're not having to outsource shoppers through these, you know, third party systems, or that's like an additional workforce, whether they're outsourcing it or it's direct, because Fresh Direct just has like a staff, people who work, and then their fleet of drivers, people who work at the warehouse.
I also read that those sort of hub grocery places are great for emerging food brands because usually they can get their products in with better volume and better pricing than a lot of like little grocery chains.
That's
that
so
that was
interesting.
Really interesting. It was specific to this concept of DashMart, which is DoorDash's in-house convenience store is what they call it.
That actually resonates with me. I don't know many of the, I guess DoorDash, this is new,
mm-hmm,
DashMart. And, you know, Fresh Direct, Amazon Fresh, I'm always confused a little bit because sometimes I find the specialty brands through Amazon.com, and it comes through Amazon, like the way I would get a 5-pack of pens for my kid for school supplies. It comes in regular Amazon versus Amazon Fresh. So I don't know if small indie brands are finding their way into Amazon Fresh specifically. I know for Fresh Direct, though, that is totally true. I can find a ton of small brands. I've even discovered foods and brands through Fresh Direct.
Which is what you were saying about impulse shopping, how you have found a way.
I did. Found a way, guys. Still do I love it. To shop. Found a way.
Okay. So keeping us on track here, you have used Amazon Fresh, Instacart, Walmart, and Fresh Direct.
Yes.
Okay.
And Walmart, I have not used their delivery because that does not work for us upstate. I do pickup.
Okay. So I've also used Walmart. That's been more recently. And the pickup. I don't know why I don't utilize delivery, especially because we actually live very close to our Walmart. And same thing with Instacart. I've been using it primarily to set a pickup for Publix. There's something psychological for me. Like maybe I think I'm not paying a delivery fee. And I don't actually know if that's true or not. And I feel like I did something. I went to the grocery store, even though all I did was open my trunk and let them put the bags in.
And do you like that? Like you want to feel that?
I really never considered it before.
Because I guess I do. I want the opposite. I want to feel like I've done nothing.
Oh.
I want to do as little as freaking possible and then go to cook and be like, my fridge is full.
Yes. Like amazing. It was magic. I think this is important when we're talking about strategy because there are so many factors for every individual household, every individual cook that we could never be like, this is the one strategy
correct.
That's going to work for everyone. And you have to really do the thing we talk about in meal planning for everyone. We talk about it a lot on Didn't I Just Feed You. Recognize the cook that you are, recognize the shopper that you are, and say, what is actually going to bring me the most satisfaction in my strategy? And for whatever reason, Stacey, physically going to the store gives me more satisfaction than them being delivered to my doorstep. And maybe it's the dog. If I'm honest, Daisy and delivery drivers is so chaotic. It doesn't bring me peace when I have to listen to her bark and attack the window and think that she's going to help bring the groceries in versus getting the groceries out of the trunk and having her just wag her tail behind me following each grocery bag into the house.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, as someone who self-identifies as a shopper, you know, some people just like shopping and some people it stresses them out. They don't like shopping. It really matters to me the kind of shopping, and shopping that doesn't bring me joy, like really annoys me, probably because I know I can like shopping and I'm like, this is annoying. So if I'm going to a farmer's market in season, if there's a specialty shop, if there's, you know, the cute little farm market near my house upstate where it's the jams and the jellies and the local bakery, like, yes, I'm down. That's fun. Just getting stuff from Fresh Direct or the supermarket, I'm like, I don't really have time. And also, it's kind of the inverse of you and Daisy. In New York City, it's a schlep
right.
to go to the grocery stores. I either have to take my car and then I have to figure out parking or pay for parking, or I don't take my car and then I have to take all the bags outside, line them up, get the Uber, make sure the Uber's coming, you know, or I have to be really focused and just have two bags that I can walk home with. And then that doesn't get the job done. So delivery is my jam. I love it.
I also want to share that I've been doing delivery or pickup much less often this year. And I think this is sort of what Caitlin was getting at. We are like on some budget restrictions, goal saving goals kind of thing. And the cost of groceries seems to be rising. And when I use Instacart, even though I theoretically save money because I'm meal planning and I'm only buying what I need, depending on the store with Instacart, you are paying a premium on in-store prices, and then you're tacking the shopping fees on top of it. So I would rather spend that, like, let's say it's $25 of a difference of inflated prices, the delivery or the pickup or delivery fee, and tipping the shopper, I'd rather save that $25 and spend it on like fun groceries.
I totally agree.
Stacy, it's getting warmer and the weather has me so ready for a wardrobe update, but I want it to be for the long haul without spending a fortune.
Quince is your place. It's not easy to get quality pieces that you can count on to last without investing a ton of money. But at Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year.
I love the pieces I bought from Quince last year, too. I wear my linen pants nonstop. I'm so impressed with what I get for the price, which is 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And they only work with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Which means it's time to snag their 100% washable silk skirts and camis that I've been eyeing.
And don't forget, Quince has the chicest accessories for great prices.
Get warm weather ready with us and Quince. Go to quince.com/DIJFY for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/DIJFY, short for Didn't I Just Feed You? This episode of Didn't I Just Feed You is sponsored by By Heart. Longtime listeners know that Stacy and I both struggled with infant feeding stages with all our kids. Breastfeeding was hard, and choosing a formula was, well, also hard. We're thrilled to be working with By Heart, an infant nutrition company on a mission to make the best formula in the world. Not only is By Heart an easy-to-digest formula, their formula is also clinically proven for easier digestion, less spit-up, and softer poops versus leading infant formula. By Heart has their own patented protein blend that includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey-to-casein ratio, just like in early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system. Curious about By Heart? Redeem your welcome offer at buyheart.com/podcast with code DIJFY for a limited time. That's buyheart.com/podcast and code DIJFY, short for Didn't I Just Feed You? Additional terms and conditions apply.
Save big money on plant protection supplies now at Menards. Defend your garden with Triazicide Insect Killer. Its fast-acting formula protects lawns, vegetables, and many other plants. It kills more than 260 insects by contact, above and below ground. Choose from ready to spray, concentrate, or granular. Save big money on Triazicide Insect Killer at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Once upon a time, the Greek myths helped us understand the world and our place within it. They still do.
Zeus, we have finished your weapons.
Thunderbolts, just as I saw in my vision.
Whoa, that almost hit me.
Need to improve my aim.
To not hit me, right?
Live from Mount Olympus spins these ancient tales for today's tweens and their grown-ups.
I, Zeus, King of the Gods, command that you listen to Live from Mount Olympus wherever you get your podcasts.
I think this is a great place to quickly go over the service fees and subscription fees.
Yes.
Because I stopped using Instacart. Instacart was always the most expensive. It was wild to me. And I was always like, what's happening? I used to use it for Whole Foods every once in a while before Amazon bought Whole Foods. And then I like using it for Wegmans sometimes. But it's the only way I can get Wegmans delivered to me. But I really honestly can't deal with the surcharges and service fees and all of that. The one thing I do like about Instacart, though, is that your shopper is directly in touch with you. So if you are opting for delivery, for whatever reason, it doesn't matter. You're opting for delivery, but you're a little bit of a control freak. Hi, I'm raising my hand right now. That allows you to really like get what you put on the list. Also, because I shop against a meal plan, if I get a bad substitution, it can really actually throw things off for me in a way that I know how to pivot, but I can imagine that being frustrating, especially when you've paid all these service fees, right? So it is nice to be directly in touch with your shopper where they will check with you. They don't have 80% lean ground beef. Are you cool with this? Or they don't have this brand. What about that? I do appreciate that. A lot of the other ones, you get such weird substitutions.
I have heard many horror stories, like my friend Bailey, who uses like Instacart sometimes to do Aldi, where she's requested a very specific thing, like a snack food, and they've substituted like a frozen pizza.
Yeah, it's for so the strange. Snack bars. It's so
she's like, how am I going to pack this in my kids' climbing gear?
But usually they are in touch. I guess you just have to be available. It reminds me of those memes. Have you seen those memes? Okay, like the gendered memes, haha, we get it. But this one kind of got me, I got to admit it. Where it was like, when you realize your Instacart shopper is a man. And it's like, oh no.
Yeah.
Because you're like just imagining what the weird substitutions are.
Because like, that layers on the memes of husbands shopping where people joke that they're sending pictured shopping lists with their husband and pictures of the other option or like specific what color of the fruit gummies to grab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Okay. Let's run down through these prices. Now, I'm going to admit that we started to do like a handy dandy spreadsheet of all the service charges and it gets so complicated. So halfway through, we went to ChatGPT.
We will digest all of what we're talking about into a little chart, which we'll make available in our listeners' boards for everyone for free so that you can use it as a guide to make your own decisions about what works best for you. Okay.
So I just want to say that ChatGPT pulled this info and there's always the little caveat that it might not be the absolute most recent info. Okay. Instacart does typically charge a delivery fee. They're saying from $3.99 to $7.99 per order with additional service fees for busy times. I can tell you in New York City, it is always way expensive. They do also offer a subscription called Instacart Express. You can pay $9.99 per month or $99 annually, which then gives you free delivery on any orders over $35.
Yes.
And their grocery prices align with the grocery store you're shopping at. Because remember, Instacart gives you access to multiple stores. They don't just have a partnership with one store. So like I said, in New York City, I was able to use Instacart for Whole Foods or for Stop and Shop, for Wegmans, for a whole bunch of them.
And with Instacart, you can shop other stores too, like Target, CVS, Walgreens, all share to that. I almost never run into surcharges for busyness being in like a mid-sized city, even shopping on the weekends. We do the monthly Instacart Express and you earn money back on each of your purchases. Some stores are higher on Instacart than they are in store. But Costco is the one exception to that. If you have a Costco membership, you can plug your membership in and get delivery through Instacart without paying a premium.
I'm so glad you mentioned Costco. Is Instacart the only way that we can get Costco delivered?
There is supposed to be Costco delivery through their site. The big caveat here is that it's not available at every Costco. And for most of the Costcos that offer it outside of Instacart, it is only for non-perishable items and it's two-day delivery. So you have to be proactive and place it in advance.
Yeah, I think of it as being more like ordering from Amazon.
Yes.
Right? Versus like grocery delivery, I imagine being more immediate. Like I'm ordering my groceries for this week. Someone's going to shop for it and drop it off today or tomorrow.
Right.
Okay. I have found Instacart to be the most expensive and it's the option that I've dropped because it's just so expensive for me. But you use it. It works for you. yes. using Express.
With the caveat that I'm trying to use it less and less because it is more expensive. And we'll talk about this, but I've also started utilizing Walmart pickup instead because it's same convenience, same strategy, but more affordable.
Okay, but I'm going to just put an asterisk there. I know we're repeating ourselves, but we're trying to be clear because there's a ton of information when you're trying to figure out what works best for you. You're saying it's the same convenience for you. I would not consider it the same convenience because that's delivered to your door versus you going out to pick it up.
Oh, in both instances, I'm utilizing pickup.
Oh,
because
okay.
they're both so close to me too. I know. It's my weird psychology.
No, that's not what it is. That's not what Megan saw that I made a face on recording. My face was you're paying $9.99 a month to waive delivery fees, but you're not utilizing their delivery service.
Well, it's fees regardless. There's fees
there are
regardless.
Other fees.
Yeah.
See what I mean with Instacart?
Plus, I like the idea. I don't know if it actually pays off, but I like the idea that I'm like earning a percentage back, even utilizing pickup. With Instacart, but I'm also admitting that I'm trying to break up with Instacart.
Yeah, I want you to do the math on that. I bet you that doesn't work
I
out
don't
for you
want
as
to.
Someone.
Yeah, I think I'll be upset
okay,
about it. I think it'll be rude math.
Okay. Amazon Fresh delivers for free to Prime members on orders over $35. Is everyone in the world a Prime member or is that?
I don't think so. It's $130 a year to be a Prime member. It's kind of spendy if you're not like a regular Amazon shopper.
Okay. I'm a Prime member and both Mike and I share a Prime account. So I know you can get like a family Prime where we're not paying that much per
right.
person. And I would say $135 for the year. I mean.
I think it's $130 unless it's gone up. You said $135.
Sorry. $130. I like definitely order from Amazon. I'm like, this is not something I say proudly, y'all. I'm just saying we're just being transparent.
With realness.
Here. It is with realness that probably figures to like cents, like 5 cents, if that, per Amazon order that I get in a year. We order okay. from Amazon a lot. Do you order from Amazon a lot?
We order from Amazon at least once a month.
Oh, only
outside
once
of
a
groceries.
Month?
Again,
I order from Amazon a lot.
I'm living on a different budget, and
but I get everything there. I don't go to Target.
Oh, see,
yeah, baby,
yeah.
It's not a budget thing. I don't go to Target.
So you're getting non-perishable household essentials.
Yeah,
right. My Amazon is stuff I can't find at Target. Or like we need something very specifically with an urgency and there's no time for me to go out and like visit to her. Like Ella needed shoes for a choir thing.
Amazon.
And she had a very specific, she wanted, I'm like, I'm not going to six stores to find
yeah.
Mary Jane's for you. Amazon, 2-day delivery. Let's go.
That's what I do. So everything.
Okay. So Amazon Fresh, you're saying?
Prime members, free delivery on any order over $35. Orders under $35 are going to incur a delivery fee that's typically around like $4.99. You can include it with your Amazon Prime membership, which here it's saying it's $119 per year for $12.99 a month. This might be outdated. You do with that subscription get other services, and Amazon Fresh prices are generally considered competitive with other grocery stores. And they have a lot of promotions, too, which is nice, that you can take advantage of, which I think might be harder with Instacart. So that's Amazon Fresh. Walmart. Walmart has free curbside pickup on orders over $35. Delivery fees start at about $7.95 per order, which feels a little bit high to me, but is pretty competitive.
It is in range of all the other services.
It is. It is. I guess it just feels high, but yes. Because also note that when we're talking about delivery fees, we are not including tip amounts either, right? So I'm a tipper, so there's always more on top of that. Walmart does not offer subscription service for grocery delivery, but your Walmart Plus membership includes free delivery on orders over $35.
So I think that's like kind of confusing. I understand that that's the language that they say. But to me, I think of paying for Walmart Plus as paying for grocery delivery service. Is that weird?
It's no, kind but of like you get Amazon. Other things. You get other things. It's a lot like Prime.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yes, exactly.
And Walmart is like $100 a year?
Yes, 98? Exactly. Right about there. Yep.
Okay. One thing we haven't talked about is the platform. Like Instacart is its own app. Walmart Plus is its own app. Is there one for Amazon Fresh or you just utilize
your Amazon app?
Okay.
Yeah. There are different tabs for Fresh, for Whole Foods, for Amazon.
Okay, Prime. Great. And I think this is pretty true of most of the services we're talking about.
Yeah. So here's the thing about Walmart that's important is that their overall prices are known for being low. So, of course, there's always the exact price comparison that has to happen. But that is really something of note about Walmart, that they really do have competitive prices, whether you're shopping in store or getting things delivered. So let's just very quickly go through some of these other ones. Shipt is one I've never used. They charge a delivery fee. It's typically around $7 for orders under $35, but it varies. Again, that's pretty much in line with everything else we've talked about. They do also offer a monthly or annual membership for about $100 or $14 per month, $100 per year. So that's very much in line with Walmart's prices. And that includes free delivery on orders over $35.
Just cursory research of Shipt, it seems like, at least in my area, it's the same grocery stores as Instacart. And what I've read, like deep into Reddit threads, this is how much we've researched this episode, is that they do also have price inflation, just like Instacart does. And so they're actually pretty comparable top line pricing wise. Like you're not going to save money using Shipt versus using Instacart.
And you know what what I do want to note here too, is that there are some other fees like we talked about for Instacart. Right now, we're just literally talking about delivery fees and subscription availability. But like you said, Instacart has all these other fees that really add up. And that isn't outlined here. But what you can assume, although you should always check, is that when you are shopping from a service that directly deals with itself, like Walmart is getting groceries from Walmart from their stores. Amazon Fresh is from getting groceries from the Amazon warehouse. That's different than Shipt or Instacart, where it's a third party going into different stores. And I think it's those third-party apps that end up adding a little bit of extra cost.
Yeah.
Because it costs more to run them. It's not like their business is separate from the actual business of the grocery store.
And you're paying someone. Like someone is very physically making extra. A lot of people use it as their full-time income or their extra income. And so there is the expectation too that in addition to paying their fee, their hourly fee, you're tipping them as well.
Fresh Direct, I don't know that I'm going to get into Fresh Direct because it's for a very small regional space.
Is it very small or is it not like a servicing a lot of people who listen to us? Or could you just tell us even for curiosity?
Okay, fine.
Like you're using it versus Instacart.
I am. It's so much more affordable.
Okay.
Delivery fees ranging from $5.99 to $7.99, depending on the delivery time slot. Something that I really also appreciate is that they indicate when it's time for your delivery, there'll be a little icon when it's a more eco-friendly time. Hmm. So basically, like if they already have trucks going through your neighborhood, like if it's on the route, it's considered a more eco-friendly time.
Okay, versus, and maybe not rush hour where someone's sitting.
I think it has to do with like who else is getting delivery in your neighborhood first, so that they're basically saying like we're already there. So
it's like the
I
Uber
really
ride
like
share.
Yeah,
yeah, I like that. Totally. Why doesn't Instacart give that to me?
Okay. They also offer a delivery pass, which is a subscription service priced at $79 for 6 months and $129 for a year, which includes unlimited free deliveries. I don't use that. I probably should do the math on whether I should or not, but I don't do it because I don't do multiple weekly shops. I can imagine for people who shop for like three meals at a time or like aren't meal planners. I plan on Sunday. I grocery shop. That's it. Like if we need anything else, then we can walk to the bodega or the supermarket on the corner.
Okay.
So I'm doing it, you know, once a week, and then I'm not here in the summers. So I never actually did the math. I just kind of assumed it wasn't worth it for me.
I was about to pressure you to do the math. Be like, hey, if I have to do my rude Instacart
math,
then you need to do this.
But don't make me do it on air because I do math so freaking slowly.
I won't.
Oh my God.
But I think the exception that you're upstate for almost 3 months of the year, plus any time that you guys are traveling,
then
I think the math might be on your side.
I agree.
Not do it.
So, Stacey math. Stacey math. Don't do math.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Okay, so DoorDash, this is sort of a new initiative on their part that they're really marketing their grocery delivery. It's something that they've offered for a while. So not only can you get restaurant dishes delivered, but you could also get groceries or medicine, whatever, delivered. But now they're really pushing their grocery service. So if you already have a Dash Pass, which is their subscription service for, like, you've been using it to get takeout, you can also utilize it for grocery delivery. It's $9.99 per month, and you get discounted delivery fees on most orders. They say eligible orders, but I hate this, like, fuzzy math of, like, it's mostly discounted. It probably has sort of, like, the surge pricing that we've talked about with other services where if it's really busy, it might be more expensive. Or if it's a regular grocery shopping time, like what Stacey does to get her Fresh Direct on Mondays, it's probably free or heavily discounted. I want to be clear because we talked a little bit about DashMart, which is their version of, say, the Amazon Fresh, where they have certain products in-house that you can shop for. It is not the only option for grocery delivery through DoorDash. You can log into DoorDash. You can shop at your local grocery stores. Like for me, I can choose Publix. I can choose Food City. I think I can also choose Walmart, Target, CVS, or I can shop on DashMart as an option within those as well. So it's newish. In the Reddit threads, people are sort of critical of it. I think it may need some time to be utilized and work out some kinks for it to be super useful. And it's great if you're someone who's already paying for a Dash Pass for restaurant orders.
Okay, so I'm not going to go too in-depth on Uber Eats on the episode. We'll have details in our chart that we'll make available in on our listeners' boards. But I just used Uber Eats for grocery delivery for the first time this weekend because I had people over and I wanted to buy, I was making some fun cocktails. And so I needed some booze and I also needed a couple of grocery things. And I was going to do a mini bar order and like run to the grocery and then something happened. I was like, oh, wait a minute. I can do it all on Uber Eats. And like my big takeaway is, I think those are better if you need something quick, like right now, or maybe you're entertaining, or maybe, you know, you're like, oh my God, I really want to make this for dinner. This was my plan, but I don't have it, what I need. I'm missing one thing. Let me just get this. And also, I think we just need milk and like, I'll grab some things for tomorrow night's dinner to give me some time to like meal plan and do a proper grocery shop. Or if you have a very small family, maybe it's just you, you're a single parent and you have one small kid. For me, in a family of four, basically four adults, when it comes to how we're eating, I found it a little bit complicated to shop from multiple stores for different needs, and it was kind of expensive in the end. And I had multiple delivery people coming to the house too.
This is an interesting segue into talking about what is the strategy for how and when to utilize these services, because we didn't even get into, and it might be its own sort of follow-up episode, these other kinds of food delivery, which I don't even think of as grocery delivery, because if you're getting something like a Misfit or Imperfect Foods box, yes, you have some selections that you can make, but I don't think there's any of those services where you can get all of the groceries that you need that you would get at your conventional market. Like, I've utilized Thrive. We've both utilized ButcherBox, and there's always still some follow-up shopping that has to happen at the grocery store or the farmer's market.
Although I will say, again, I do think it matters what size family and what season of parenting you're in, because I know a couple who had their first baby through the baby and toddler years were really dedicated to Misfits Market. And it worked for them the way it worked for them when they were just a couple. But then I have a feeling that as their kid gets older, and maybe if they have another kid, it's going to become less practical. But they were people who loved to cook. And like, you're barely cooking for one kid, you know, the first, like, really 3 years minimum. So, you know, just getting a box of vegetables and like figuring out what to do and how to work it, the volume works, the question mark about what you're going to get works better. So, you know, I think it could work for young parents.
You hit some top line things. Knowing the acknowledging the season that you're in.
Yeah.
Looking at and considering your family size and how much you like to cook and whether you like to cook prescriptively or creatively. Talking about volume of what you're going to order is a very big consideration next, because volume is going to impact whether you choose to buy into a subscription. Sort of what you were saying about Fresh Direct. Like, I'm only ordering once a week, so I'd rather pay $5.99 a week, but I'm only doing that 30 weeks a year.
Yep.
So it doesn't make sense for me to pay the subscription fee, because that's the next bit is like, once you consider volume and how often you're going to utilize the service, you need to consider your overall grocery budget and how do those delivery fees or subscription fees fit into that? Are they in addition to it? Do they take away from it? I think those are really important considerations.
I think the types of foods that are important to you. So conventional foods versus small indie brands, specialty foods, are organic foods important to you? That's a big factor as well. Spoiler alert. If we really were hard pressed based on our research to say, like, this is the one because it's the most affordable and gives you a huge variety of choice, Walmart seems to come out on top of most analyses,
mm-hmm.
including our own, just because the delivery or the pickup are run by them and they have the best prices. And any additional fees are in line with everybody else. So,
and it's very widely available.
It's very widely available. There's a huge selection. But if you are only going to buy organic meats or certain brands, they do actually have organic options, but you're not going to get as many. You know, you're not going to get like different brands of organic meat.
Yes.
So it just really depends on what types of foods you want.
So values are another thing to consider.
Yeah. And that's what I would say, that if a conventional market, generally speaking, doesn't meet your food values, that's when it becomes really useful to think about something like ButcherBox or Thrive Market.
Yes. Also, mental load is a thing to consider not just for the delivery services, but in this strategy. We were chatting about this a little before recording, how one of the things I loved about getting ButcherBox was that it gave me a starting point for meal planning every week. So it took some mental load off of me. And I just always knew that I had like ground beef in the freezer that I could pull from in a pinch too. So it created this security. So it's like value and like what mental load can you take off of yourself?
Yeah. And you have to think about, oh, this takes everything back. Everything goes back to meal planning for everyone. And I was thinking for some people, actually having a bunch of protein in your freezer ready to go might actually be stressful because you have to meal plan against what you have, which some people feel like a skill that they haven't developed, that it's a lot easier to sit down with a piece of paper and just say, this is what I feel like eating, or my kid mentioned this, so great, like I'm going to make that and I'm going to plan against that. I'm going to shop against that, as opposed to saying, my kid says they want, you know, chicken fingers, but I don't have any chicken breast or chicken tenders mm-hmm. in the freezer. I do have ground chicken. What can I make with ground chicken? Like that process is stressful for some people. So really knowing how you cook and what brings you, makes you feel at ease in the kitchen is so important to all of this stuff. And I'm sorry, we've mentioned meal plan for everyone several times organically in this episode. So I just have to like stop and give it a little bit of a plug. If this is the first time you're really hearing about it, I don't know. Welcome to Didn't I Just Feed You, I guess, because we've been talking about it for a while. But it's our audio course that we created to help make anyone a meal planner, because we know that meal planning is represented in the media as taking, you know, a certain shape. It's the kind of thing that works for people who like to keep journals and notebook and are organized and think ahead. But we think that everyone's, if you're cooking for a family, at some point you are meal planning, even if it's on the fly when you're in the supermarket. So it was our effort to help you harness how you meal plan and so that you can be doing it in a way that actually brings you a little bit of relief when it comes to the relentless task of having to feed your kids. So didn'tijustfeedyou.com/meal planning for everyone. Okay, but back to it. Yes, like understanding what's easier for you, even down to, do you like to feel like you want to go pick something up at the store? And that makes you feel better.
Do you want to have a shopping adventure?
Do you want to have a shopping adventure versus just having someone drop stuff off? It all really matters. But some takeaways. I do think Walmart came out on top. Mm-hmm. And my analysis also said Amazon Fresh is also good. Although I found with Amazon Fresh, I know a lot of people complain about being able to pick produce. There was something about it being, I don't know, I didn't like the produce I got from it. It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
But it felt very removed, more so than Fresh Direct, which is totally made up in my mind. So I don't know.
But that's a real experience. I also want to plug local grocery chains, because when we lived in Boise and we had access to Albertsons, Albertsons has their own delivery and pickup, which can be more affordable than something like an Instacart. So I do wonder if, in addition to like sharing this chart that we've created with all the research that we've done, if we could also just start a thread within the community too, so people can be like, I'm in the Pacific Northwest. Here are the services that work for me and here's what they cost right now, so that other people can have eyes on what might be local to them too, if they don't want to utilize Walmart or Amazon Fresh.
Yeah. And I really have found, I'm going to just be completely transparent, I was hot on Thrive Market for a little while. I am not anymore. I think it has everything to do with the season of parenting I'm in.
I know acutely what that is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you can't buy the hippies cheese puffs.
Correct.
It's got to be the Cheetos.
Correct.
And so why?
So try? Why? So, you know, that worked when my kids were little and I was more in control of like the kinds of snacks that they were eating. But ButcherBox, loving, works for us. I think it's great. So, and I'm happy to just have a freezer full of meat that I feel good about and that matches my food values. Not that I'm not inflexible on them. I'm totally flexible on them. Like when Clearly. I need to get what I need, I get what I need from whatever market. But it is nice to just have it there and then to get everything else at the conventional market and not worry about having to get the proteins.
Yes. I also forgot to add that in all my research, one of the things I found is that many credit cards are now partnering with yeah. these sort of services. So, for example, I think if you have a Chase card, you can utilize DoorDash for free. Shipt also has a partnership with Visa. I don't know that it applies to every Visa card, but many of their tiers offer Shipt as a service with your Visa card. So we might be like, oh, here are all these price considerations and it might not matter for you because you could utilize it for free through your credit card.
So I just want to make sure before we sign off, did we answer Caitlin's question or did we give her more work to figure it out on
no,
her
own? Because
it's a fancy way of saying figure it out on your
own.
Share
the chart and then Caitlin is going to decide what fees are worth it for her and be strategic based on all of the strategy points we mentioned.
Can I just give my like last takeaway opinion
yes.
that I don't know is going to be true? And this is why being part of the community is so great, because I want someone to get on there and be like, Stacey, that's all wrong. I would say that if your bottom line is budget and you're pretty comfortable just going conventional groceries, that just going with your local supermarket or Walmart is the way to go, that any of the third party like Instacart, Shipt, I'm not sure that those are worth it. I think that it adds up.
Right.
And I think that the groceries are priced. Like if you guys are like, that's awesome, ladies, and thank you. Like I just needed you to tell me an answer. And you have a little bit of leeway in your life to just take an answer that you haven't like fact checked all the way, like budget checked down to the penny, that's the answer.
Yes. Also, I feel compelled to mention the scientific method, which is to say, if you're trying to figure out what works for you, you can't go whole hog. You can't like start using Fresh Direct and ButcherBox, or like start using Instacart and getting Misfit Market. Start with one.
Yeah.
Start with the one that relieves the most.
I love a good methodology.
Pain points.
Yes, baby.
Right? Like, okay, let's start with utilizing Walmart Plus. Pay for that. See how it works for you.
Yes.
And then you can start being more strategic, as Caitlin put it, and using something like Misfit Market or Imperfect Foods to get some of your produce. And maybe that gives you more variety and you're just using Walmart for pantry staples and proteins. And then if you want to make another change, like make sure you stop and it's one change at a time, because otherwise you're like spending you're throwing money at a problem and you can't even track if it's making a difference in your life.
Totally. And I would say give it a minimum of 3 months. Although if you live in a four season place like I do, just keep in mind that there might be some variation. You know, if you do everything, mm-hmm. yeah, like, you know, the produce is going to be, your produce demand is going to be different in the summer versus in the winter.
Right.
So anyway, I think that's great. And I think that you need to go to our community right now, because we're going to put up our chart.
Place.
It is. And we're going to put up the chart. We're going to have that free resource for you. Remember that our listeners' boards are free. So you go there and people are going to chime in. We're going to ask these questions on the boards. So join us there. You go to didn'tijustfeedyou.com/community to figure out how to do it. Don't forget to also follow us on Instagram. We are at Didn't I Just Feed You. A humongous thank you to our producer, Samantha Gatzik. I am Stacey.
And I'm Megan. Stay sane and well-fed until next week.
Leave us a rating or review and make sure to give it 5 stars and leave an epic comment. Do it.
saving money on exterior wall lights. Now at Menards. Find your style with Patriot Lighting. Exterior lights enhance the look of your home. Choose from over 50 options from Patriot Lighting. Now through May 19th, get $10 instant savings on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on in-stock outdoor wall lights. Check out our entire selection of outdoor lights and see the rest of our deals happening now on Menards.com. Save big.